How's everybody doing? Amen. Let's take our Bibles, make our declaration. Say, this is life. I will honor it today as this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name. I want you to turn to Psalms 150. That's our church scripture reading for today. Psalms 150, which is really the last chapter in Psalms. Psalms 150. Everybody's there? Good. Starting with verse 1. Okay, let's all read it together, okay? Say, verse 1, praise you the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Verse 2, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Verse 3, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and the harp. 4, praise him with the timbrel and dance, praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. 5, praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Verse 6, the last verse. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So really, it's a commandment by God that his children are to praise him. It talks about clapping hands. It talks about raising hands up in the air. It talks about praising him with our tongue, to praise him, to give him the praise and the honor that he so deserves. You can even be, it talks about kneeling before him, you know, all that stuff. So that gives him praise, that gives him honor, that gives him glory, because he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Well, I hope everybody had a good Mother's Day last week. Good. Amen. I want you to turn, if you would, to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Page 2005. Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. It says this, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Okay, talking about receiving the Holy Spirit. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Now here we see it says, okay, now we have received not the spirit of the world, which is talking about the spirit of the enemy, the spirit of Satan, but the spirit which is of God. When you and I got saved and when we gave our hearts to him, it says the Godhead, part of the God, came and lives on the inside of us. That's where he lives. We've said, Lord, I can't make it on my own. And we surrender every part of our being unto you. And so when we did that, and we said, Lord, you are King. You are Lord. I surrender everything to you. Everything. All that I have. All that I will get in the future. And all that I am, I surrender to you today. And when we did that, it says the Holy Spirit, which is the part of the God, came, accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, and now lives on the inside of us. And now we are his. Okay? The Spirit of God. And look at the last part of that verse. It says this. we received him, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. God says we're to know.
Yeah.
We have to know the things that have been freely given unto us. When we got saved, God, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son has freely given us things in our lives and has freely going to give us things in the future. You know, has anybody ever gone to you and given you something for free? I mean, when I say free, I mean free without any strings attached. You see, got to be careful of that. People sometimes want to give it. There's some strings attached. It's better to say, no, I'm sorry. Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, but if you know that. But if you ever give something, and I know you probably have, you know, give it with no strings attached.
Yeah.
Zero. I mean zero. Cut it to the core of its being. Don't help pay somebody's utilities to hold that over their head.
Amen.
Don't give them money for food or don't go buy them food and hold that over their head.
Amen.
Don't pay their house note or whatever, or their car note or whatever help it is and hold that over them.
Amen.
Because you see, God has given us things, and more than just material things, freely by him.
Yeah.
And so we are to freely give those things that God has bestowed in our hearts and lives, freely give. And you might say, well, Pastor, you know, should I just give my money to this or to that? No, you need to be wise with that stuff. Be wise with the things that God has given you. Don't just throw your pearls before the swine because they'll just trample over it and won't take care of it like you would. But when the prompting of the Holy Ghost and you see a need and you feel the prompting of the Holy, you feel something there to do it, go ahead and do it. But hold no strings attached to it at all. Okay? Freely we are to give. Freely we are to give.
Amen.
I now remember, this is not even here, but another place. I remember this guy and their family, they give money to the church. Well, they were in need for some reason. And so I was in charge of that stuff, helps, you know. I didn't like it too much, but you have to do it. And so he called and he said, I need help. And we had helped them before. And I knew it was coming time to an end because it can be too much. And I said, no. And you know what he said? He said, haven't I given to the church? And I saw, I thought, okay. You don't give to get back.
Amen.
You don't give with strings attached. You see, not at all. Spiritual things, physical, nothing. Zero. You give out of the abundance of your heart. You give out of what God has put in you to give.
Yes, amen.
God has given us, freely given to us, every one of us, our salvation. What he's done in our hearts and lives. Probably each and every one of us could think back to things. Maybe it happened yesterday, maybe this morning, who knows? Of things where God came into your heart and life and changed some situations around. Where maybe he healed your body. Maybe he gave you wisdom. Freely he's given it unto us. Because you know what? No one in this world can buy out God.
Amen.
Now, man can be bought.
Yes.
And man can be bought.
Oh, yeah.
Probably shouldn't say this, but I'll say it. Preachers can be bought.
Yes, amen.
You probably hear that. You see a lot of stuff. Some. Not all, because there's still a lot of great preachers out there that are preaching the gospel. And yet, you know, hey, you need to live, however, but I mean, you know, you need to be responsible, but God can never be bought.
Amen.
You know, he says to this, he said, it's harder for a rich man, and there's nothing wrong with riches, to go through the eye of a needle. You know, it's hard for them to go through it. You know, we need to look to God and let him do what needs to be done in our hearts and lives. Yeah. The power of the Holy Spirit. He's given things to us freely. Look. That's why I will never, that I know of, charge people for things. Because it was freely given to me.
Amen.
Salvation. I mean, things. I mean, just thank you, Lord. You know. You know, it amazes me. And, you know, and I understand, you know, with concerts, you know, Christian people singing all kinds of stuff. And I love, you know, some of the songs. But it blows me away when you go look and see how much it costs to go to a concert. Not the average person can go. You know, $150 to $200 to go in and see some famous Christian artists. You know, and I understand there are bills to be paid. But we gotta, it's free to us. Freely give. Free. You know, the gospel does cost, but it's free unto us to receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, what he's given unto us. How can we, you know, charge somebody, you know, that something that was given to us for free? Because, no, it's just not right. No. Just not right. God has given us great things, people. Every one of us as families, we are being blessed by God.
Yes, amen.
Blessed beyond measure. How freely should we give to someone in need or help? And not so much just in the need, because God may just want to bless his children. You see? By the Holy Spirit. Look at this. At the point of your salvation, when you receive Christ, he gave you an assurance and he gave you confidence. My Lord. You might say, well, you know, he forgave me of my sin. Praise God. Yes, he did. He forgave us of our sins. But he gave us an assurance that we are saved in Christ. Yes, thank you, Lord. That if something happens to us, that we will get to heaven. That is our destination. I know we cry and sometimes we hurt when loved ones are taken out. But I tell you what, honestly, we are just being selfish.
Yeah.
That's the truth, people. Because let me tell you, every one of us, we want to get to that place of our bodies. We don't like to lose people upon the earth. And it's hard. It's hard. But I tell you what, we need to freely say, okay, Lord, whatever you want to do, it's up to you. You see, we serve a God that will take care of every part of our being, every part of our life, as we have that assurance in him and that confidence in him as he has done great things and marvelous things in our hearts and in our lives. The enemy has been defeated.
Amen.
Defeated. Given freely to us. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10. Freely unto us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and 8. Page 1663. These are the things that we should be doing. And you say, is it just pastors? No. Is it just leaders? No. Is it just lay people? No. This is everybody. Everybody. Verse 7 and 8. It says this, and as you go preaching, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. What God has given to us, we should give back to us.
Yes, amen.
What God has given to you, we should be freely given to him. Well, I said, preach the gospel. Preach. We're supposed to preach. Hey, look, preaching doesn't mean just behind a pulpit. That's part of it. That's a lot of it. But preaching can be when you have a story, you see somebody, you see a friend, you see somebody, and you just start telling them about Jesus. Preach. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about what Jesus has done for you. Tell them how you were down and out and how the power of God came in and changed your heart. You somewhere and pray over people for healing. I said, well, God didn't hear my prayer. I don't know if I can do that. Look, they're telling you about all kinds of sickness in their life and it's going, and they're bad, they're not feeling well. Why not? What? You never know what can happen. God has freely healed our bodies and has done great things in our spirit. Why not give it to other people? They need to feel it. They need to hear about it because of what God has done for us.
Amen.
Freely doing those things. Freely given of our hearts and our lives. I don't know what's going on. But freely given unto you what he has given unto us and helping in whatever avenues and whatever ways. The power of Almighty God, my Lord. Look, I know graduation just came for all the Vermilion Parish. And you know, there was a lot of, you know, people were excited. And that's rightfully so. Because you see these young boys and men, I guess now, young girls, women, you know, whatever, you know, 17, 18 basically, going into the world. You know, some are going to go to college maybe. Some are going to go to trade schools. Some are going to work right after. Some are going to go to the oil field. I mean, all kinds of stuff. You know, they're going to learn a trade. And you know, you see what's in front of them. You see what could happen. Great things could happen in their lives. But you know, life is beginning, huh? I know they think growing up, you know, from zero, especially in their teenage years, they think they've gone, they know everything about everything. And you just kind of sit back and laugh. Because you know they don't. And the world is about to open up to them. And especially when they move out the house and they finally figure out that they got to buy everything. They have to buy all the food, they have to buy all their stuff for themselves, buy all their clothes, pay for rent or whatever they're buying, whatever it is, life comes in. And I know as parents, we're there to help if they need, but you know, like life comes in. And so we sit back and we say, okay, now, when they come back, we'll be able to tell them how to live and how to go forward and how to be a great citizen, how to trust God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Freely it's been given to us by God, maybe by experience or through the word of God. Freely we're to give unto them, to help them. You know, graduation is a great thing because they've worked hard, and gotten through and done some great things. And so we need to encourage them in life to serve the Lord and to do what is right in this world. You know, given freely to us, as we talked about in healing the sick, you know. And that just means praying over people. You know, raise the dead, cast out devils, all those things freely you receive, freely give. He was talking to his disciples. Give it to the world. Give it to them. You know, Jesus upon the earth could be at one place at one time. On the earth. Okay. But those 33 and a half years, those 12 had to go forth. And as those 12 touched people's lives, they would go and touch people's lives. You see, we're here. And God will bring people across our path that need help. Do they need the same as when you met them? Or are they transformed and changed by the power of God? But I said, well, Pastor, I pray over people and I don't think anything happened. Don't worry about the end result. That's not your job.
Amen.
You see, that's one thing I don't worry about. Lord, I do what you say to do.
Yes, sir.
And it's up to you how you do it.
Amen.
You see, we want to see it in the natural right away. We don't know what's going on in people's hearts and lives. We just share with them about Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary's cross for them and how much he cares about them and loves them. See, you are an agent for Christ.
Amen.
You've been given free salvation. It didn't cost you a dime. You are I. You've been given healing by God. You've been given direction and help by God. And so now we give that freely to whoever comes our way. Because these people need to hear about Jesus Christ and need to be touched by the Holy Ghost. Look at this. Your gifts and abilities. And abilities to serve others, giving to the needs of others without expecting anything in return.
Amen.
Free.
Amen.
Free. Offering spiritual guidance. You might say, well, I don't know that much. Let me tell you this. You know more than what you think. You can help more than you can help than what you think. You know Jesus. Providing practical help, sharing resources, lending a listening ear to those in need. Our provision comes from him. Praise God. Coming from him. I want you to turn to Mark chapter 9, please. Mark chapter 9. Matthew, Mark. Page 1731. Verse 14, starting there, it says, and when he came to his disciples, talking about Jesus, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they had beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And one of the multitudes answered and said, Master, I have brought unto you my son, which has a dumb spirit. And wherever he takes him, he tears him and he foams and gnashes with his teeth and pines away. And I spoke to your disciples, and they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he, verse 21, asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire, into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Believe. And straightway the father and the child cried. The father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thy mind unbelief. Here we see a father. A father and a mother can be moved by their child like no other person could move them.
Amen.
I'm telling you. Here we see a father that had a son that was terrorized by a demon. I said, does that still happen? Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Lord have mercy. Yes. It's so sad. This thing would make this boy, they would throw him into the water, into the fire, and all kinds of stuff, trying to destroy him. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God has come to give us life.
Yes, amen.
That's the main thing. He's come to give us life. He would see this boy had gone through horrible things. You know, I don't know exactly his age, but gone through horrible things. And the father went to Jesus, went to the disciples, and they couldn't cast it out, you know, for whatever reasons. And, you know, I can't blame them for anything. I mean, hey, look, you know, I don't know, whatever. We can get into all kinds of stuff, but whatever. But you know what? They went to the head God, Jesus, and they said, we need some help. You know, Jesus is the God that gives fruit to the people. Gives fruit. We are the examples that people see in the world to give freely with no strings attached.
Amen.
This little boy had gone through horror, and the father knew the only hope had to be Jesus after he talked to the disciples. And it says that Jesus didn't even really pray with him, and it had already left because of the. He did it as not as God, but he did it as a man full of the Spirit of God, delivered because Jesus loved and cared about this young boy and the father. And the father was truthful. He said, "You know," Jesus asked him, "Can you believe?" And the father said, "I can, but help my unbelief." Let me tell you something. Jesus wants us to be truthful with him.
Amen.
Truthful with him. When something is not right, be truthful with him.
Amen.
When there's something you can't handle, be truthful with him.
Yes.
You know, he knows who we are. He knows the things that we go through. Jesus gave to this young boy. Jesus gave to this father. Can you imagine, you know, when the father got back to his house and he finds out it's the exact time that Jesus said that the boy was healed, that it was done. My Lord, don't you think the faith that grew, he was honest with Jesus. I do have unbelief, but I want to believe that you can do it. Can you imagine when God already saw that his son was normal? That he wasn't throwing himself in the fire, not terrorized by this demon spirit. See, freely Jesus gave. Freely Jesus gave. Let me tell you, he gave because it was about to be finished. It is finished. When Jesus died on that cross, he paid the price, the penalty of sin, the thing that has destroyed mankind. But you see, Jesus brought victory. When he said it was finished, it was finished. That there's no need for any more sacrifices upon the cross of Calvary, any cross. There's no more. We can't earn anything more with Christ. We just got to receive it from him.
Yes, amen.
Receive it. Receive it. See, we can't earn. Well, you know, if I pray an hour a day, I'm going to earn. And God has to move in this direction. Oh, no. We pray to intercede and to bring things before God, but God moves at his own will. Now we can go to God and we can quote scriptures and we can believe God and say, Lord, I believe and I say, help my unbelief. And God can raise that faith to come to the place to believe God for the miraculous.
Yes, amen.
But it's up to God in the end. We can't force God to do something. Because you see, you have some now say, well, I'm going to quote this and I'm going to do that, and he has to do it. No. You can believe God, and it's up to him what he wants to do.
Amen.
What's to do. There's that old song, a hymn, called It Is Finished. Has anybody ever heard that old song? That, if you were Baptist, I know you heard that. Lord have mercy. Us Catholics, maybe not. You know, we didn't do that much, that stuff. You know, we were different. We were a little different. But a great, great song. It was written by Bill and Gloria Gaither. They had gone to a church service. And at the end of the service, the pastor of that church just started preaching some things at the end and saying some things, and he kept saying after every line, it wasn't the song that he was just saying something. He'd say, "It is finished." And he'd come back again and say a quote, and he would say, "It is finished." And they were sitting in there in the pew, and they said, "It is finished." They've written hundreds of songs, people, hundreds, maybe thousands of hymns and songs that other people have sang, many people have sang. And they went home and they started saying, "Well, can it is finished?" And lo and behold, after months and months of contemplating what to put, they came up with the great song, "It is finished." You might say, "Well, you know, I've never heard that song before." Well, when you're going home, put it in, look up "It Is Finished," and there have many artists that have sang it. Beautiful song, beautiful song. This is the words of the pastor. B.R. Lakin was preaching, and he said this: "And the drops of blood from his precious hands seeped into the sand below the old rugged cross, and said to the sand, 'It is finished.' The grains of sand whispered their message to the blades of grass, 'It is finished.' A little bird swooped down and plucked a blade of grass and flew to the top of the pine tree and carried the message to the uppermost branch, 'It is finished.' The pine, standing like a sentinel, raised his branches to the sky and repeated to the forest around and the clouds above, 'It is finished.' The heavens echoed the wondrous, liberating news, 'It is finished.' Until the winds blew across the sea and the waves lapping on the shore repeated the message to the farthest oceans, 'It is finished.' Trust in Christ's promises, trust in his grace, trust in him that what he has given to you freely, he wants you to give to someone else."
Amen.
Amen. It is finished.
Yes.
It is finished. When Jesus died on Calvary's cross, people, victory was won for you and I. Ooh. My God. My God. You might say, "Well, Pastor, I still have this lingering thing that is holding me back." This lingering, and you might as well be blood, the lingering sin that has held you captive. The only thing that will set us free is the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Mm. And so what you do, you go to God and you say, "Lord, you see this.
Yes,
I need help."
Amen.
See, he's the one that can pay that price. He's the one that can break the shackles. He's the one that can give us freely what we need so that we can give to others.
Amen.
I say, "Well, Pastor, I'm not well enough to give to others. I'm not old enough in the things of God." Well, who says you're not? You know, I've heard many stories about people that got saved and, I mean, weeks later were preaching the gospel. I mean, from the pulpit. I'd say, "Well, don't they have to go to school and do this?" Yeah, you know, whatever. When God calls, God calls. You see, rather have a God-calling person preaching the gospel than a man-called person because all his family preached.
Amen.
We don't want that. You know, just because my grandfather did it, my father, you know, no. We want you to be called by God. Now, if God may call it, hey, we want generations of that to happen. You know, the famous PKs, you know, they call them preacher's kids. Mm-hmm. You hear about that, PKs, you know. And so, but, you know, that's another story. But we've got to let God move, people. Go to God each day. Get with Him. Get in that Word. You might say, well, man, it's always do this and do that. But build a relationship with your Father. My Lord.
Yeah.
My Lord. And what He gives you freely, give out to others. You know, what He's given to you, He's going to bring people across your way. You know how to reach people that I can't reach. You know how to touch people's lives where I can't touch them. So in your own world, God has people you can touch. Your family, your friends, you know, your acquaintances. All these people on the job, whatever else. God will set things up and you just walk in it. And you say, Jesus is Lord. You know, you never know what can happen. You never know. But you stand firm in your faith. And you believe God that He goes before you. That He goes before you. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those three Hebrew boys. They didn't know that Jesus was in the fire.
Amen.
If the fire comes, can you stand? And I'm not talking about, that was a physical fire. Mm-hmm. But the fire of people. Will you stand? And because they did not bow to an idol mandated by the King of Kings, the King at that time, they were thrown into this fire. But they saw God in a different way.
Yes, amen.
My Lord, we want to see God move in our hearts.
Yes, amen.
We want to see God move in our family. We want to see God move when we're in that fire. And we're going through hell or high water, and things don't look good at all. We want to see God. When things are going well, we want to see God. We want God to be with us. When God says, call upon me, and I'll be there. He is our God. You know, we don't live separately on Sunday than what we do during the week. We live right during the week, just like we live right on Sundays.
Amen.
Because He is God, a relationship with Him. We speak to Him. We talk with Him. We share with Him. He speaks to us and shares with us.
Amen.
Because that's the kind of God He is. Wanting a relationship beyond measure with us. And I know sometimes things may get hard. But you freely give. One time I walked in church. He was here. We were doing whatever, and somebody else walked in and they handed me a letter by somebody that used to come here. I shouldn't have read it. But, you know, curiosity, you know. Well, let me read it. So I went in the back and I read it, and I have to say it hurt me severely. But, and then I had to come back out and I had to preach. You know, you just like, wow. Okay. Still have the letter. I haven't read it in years. I mean, it's that long ago. Probably 10 years, 8 years, 10. But, you see, but you can't let a wound stop you.
Amen.
Because you see, this is what the enemy does. And I need to get all this. Your salvation starts here. You receive Christ. Do you think the enemy wants you to succeed in life?
No, he doesn't.
No. Come on. No. Say no.
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 Does he want you to prosper in life?
No.
No. Does he want you to have a great family? No. Does he want you to have a great relationship with your spouse? No. Does he want you to have a great relationship with your children? No. Does he want to bring despair, agony, grief upon your life? Yes. So when you give your life to him, you are God's now. You once were his. And you start on that journey, taking step by step. And it's not going to be easy sometimes, people. But then that's where you persist. And you stand strong. And you make sure that Jesus is your foundation. You take another step, and it may not be easy, but you make sure that Jesus is your Lord, your Savior, your God, and that He is your rock that you stand on. Yeah. Because it doesn't matter how high the winds are coming and the winds are blowing, when the foundation is good, it shall stand.
Yes, amen.
My Lord. And sometimes, and we know this, God is in charge. He allows what He wants in our hearts and in our lives. And honestly, we've done some things that aren't good. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Only one said amen, but I know everybody.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have to, everybody's honest. Sometimes we have to reap those things, but I tell you what, as we give our lives to Him and we pray and we go, God can come in,
yes,
and He can help us to go through those things. You stand no matter what. Let me tell you this, you and God is a majority.
Amen.
You plus God is a majority. No matter what we see on the outside, we trust our God. We trust Him. That doesn't mean we don't have nights or maybe even days of crying before Him. But I mean,
amen,
just crying. Saying, I don't understand. But we trust Him. And it seems like when we go through those hard times and it's hard, we come out so much better, people.
Amen. Yes, amen.
That's like, you know, I've heard this, that a plant in the ground or a bird in an egg, it takes a lot of force for that bird, that little bird chick, to break that the shell of the egg. Because it's in God's greatness that He's trying to make him strong. You seem strong. And I know they're using their beak and they hit you. Is that right, Susan? Oh, yeah. I know she has all kinds of, well, y'all too. Y'all have birds too. And whoever else has birds? Okay. Oh, y'all have birds too. Oh, my God. We're the bird people.
We eat
the raven. Oh, what kind of birds?
Chickens.
Oh. They lay eggs? Okay. Great. So you learn. So they have. You know, do you have little chicks that come?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay.
We had one
hatch
this morning.
Oh man, if we'd have known that, we could have bought it. But you know, to make them strong,
yeah,
that's just the same with us. We might go through some hard times to make us strong.
Yeah.
That's just like somebody that lifts a weight; they have to do it every day.
Yeah.
Every day, the weight to build the strength and the muscle in their body. That's always been there. It's there, you know, but it has to be built up. So we have to be strong in the things of God. Strong in the things of God. That when things come, we can withstand the torture of life. That God is on the forefront before us. Okay? And we get through. Freely we receive. Freely we give. Freely He gives us peace, joy, and happiness. Freely we give that. Freely, and you're going to have to, He gives us forgiveness.
Sorry. Yes, amen.
And I know that's hard, people, at times.
Yes, it is.
Did you like to take a few of in the back of the shed?
Yes.
And do a little rearrangement sometimes. But you have to forgive.
Amen.
And I know the severity of it sometimes is hard. But you have to forgive. That doesn't mean that you ever trust him or her ever again. That doesn't mean you are friends. And some of the worst things is if it's a family member that you might have to see. For whatever reasons, you know, special occasions. But you have to forgive.
Amen.
Because it holds us in bondage. And when we forgive, it sets us free.
Amen.
We're not forgiving. We don't forgive to set them free. You're forgiving to save.
Yes, amen.
Okay. Freely you've received forgiveness from God. Let me tell you, the forgiveness that God has given to the church, and when I say the church, the body of Christ, we don't deserve it.
Amen.
We don't. But I thank Him for it.
Yes, amen.
His mercy and His grace. Forgive that guy that cut you off. Well, now ladies too, they cut you off. Whatever. Forgive all that. No, that's little things, but forgive to the best. And look, when you feel you can't, you go to Him and say, Lord, you're going to have to help me. I'm trying to do what your word says. And you let Him do that in you. Okay? Freely you receive, freely give back. Amen. Watch you stand, please. Thank you. As every head is bowed, every eye closed, but just a minute, please. Thank you. I want to ask you an important question. Do you know Jesus? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you have not done so and you'd like to do so today, or you'd like to recommit your life to Him, would you please just raise your hand? As far as I can see, everybody's good. Amen. And let's all pray together, because I know we have people watching and we want to give them a chance to know Christ, okay? Say, Heavenly Father,
I ask you
to forgive me of all my sins. I accept you as my Lord, my Savior, and my God. I believe that you died on the cross and you rose again from the grave and you're seated at the right hand of the Father. I accept you as my Lord, my Savior, and my God. Your will be done in Jesus' name.